For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The U.S. Appeals Court in Washington is hearing arguments tomorrow in the case of West Virginia versus the EPA, challenging the federal Clean Power Plan. That's the centerpiece of the Obama administration's efforts to limit carbon emissions from power plants. The challenge includes 27 state attorneys general, but one in particular, West Virginia's Patrick Morrisey, is positioning himself as the champion of fossil fuel interests fighting government regulation. Glynis Board from the Ohio Valley Resource has this profile.
West Virginia's attorney general is not from the Mountain State. He's from the Empire State. After a failed congressional bid in New Jersey, the New York native set his sights on West Virginia.
West Virginia needs an attorney general to stand up to Obama and the EPA's job-killing regulations. That's Patrick Morrisey.
In 2012, Morrisey loaned himself $1.5 million to way outspend his Democratic opponent, Daryl McGraw, who had been attorney general for two decades. Morrisey became the first Republican to take the office in West Virginia since 1933. Since then, he's focused his office's attention on a series of conservative causes, such as defending Second Amendment rights and fighting transgender protections. His proudest accomplishment? Leading the charge against President Obama's Clean Power Plan.
West Virginia has bled jobs in part due to these regulations that are coming out of Washington. If we can reverse that, tens of thousands of people will benefit.
Morrisey says the Clean Power Plan is an illegal federal overreach. Despite expert analysis that coal's decline is largely due to market forces, Morrisey predicts the coal industry in Appalachia could rebound 30% to 40% if regulations are struck down.
We have to protect every single job that we can here in West Virginia, and that's an important role for the Attorney General.
22 of the 27 states challenging the Clean Power Plan, along with Morrisey, also have Republican attorneys general, reflecting a national red shift among those office holders. In the 60s and 70s, attorneys were mostly Democrats and more neutral enforcers of the law, according to a professor of public policy from University College London, Colin Provost. He explained via Skype that the role became more partisan after Democratic-led attorneys general aligned in the late 90s to take on big tobacco. And one.
In the last 15 years or so, Republican attorneys general have really gotten on board and kind of pushed their own interests as well.
In 2014, the tide officially shifted with more Republicans than Democrats holding the office for the first time in American history. Provost says the Republicans never paid much attention to the office in the past, but
now they're very invested in it. They are out there pouring money into races, trying to recruit particular people with the help of a lot of core business interests. So it's not surprising that they've overtaken the Democrats.
Back in West Virginia, Morrisey was just investigated by the West Virginia Bar Association because of his background as a lobbyist for big pharmaceutical companies. His wife still lobbies for at least one drug company that Morrisey's office had to take to court. He's also been investigated by scads of journalists, highlighting private meetings with power players in the energy industry. But Morrisey says any appearance of favor is a mirage. And when asked about the role of money in politics,
candidates need to be able to raise money to communicate their message to voters. The alternative is pretty frightening. If you can't communicate what you've done, you allow your opponents or the media to do the same, and that's not acceptable.
And regarding the Clean Power Plan, any court decision made after arguments this week will likely be appealed to the Supreme Court and decided sometime after the general election. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.